This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Jean Bianchi. I'm a professor emeritus of religion at Emory University, and the title of my memoir is Taking a Long Road Home. So the story takes me from childhood in an Italian-American home in Oakland, California, into the Jesuit order, a Catholic order of priests, for 20 years. And then on leaving that, I became a professor of religion here at Emory University for most of my adult career. And through the good fortune of being a professor at Emory in the religion department, I got into Buddhism, Taoism, taught Buddhism and Taoism, and began to incorporate it into my own life. So it's kind of an ecumenical spirituality. But it takes me into many ups and downs, emotional ups and downs, the memoir does, of failed marriages and what I learned and what I experienced in those really difficult times, which I see as part of my spirituality. So I'm still very interested in institutions and institutional reform. I've been involved in Catholic institutional reform much of my life. But I've moved in my own personal spirituality to what I think is a more contemplative, a mystical level of meditation, a meditative life. And in the now, in the concrete, in nature, in people, in art, in literature, in politics, I mean, in the here and now, it's right here, or it's nowhere. I mean, you know, this is where spirituality is. And I'm learning gradually to stop during the day to see where I am when I'm driving or when I'm working outside or maybe when I'm working at my computer and get in touch with my breathing and get in touch with the now and realize my connectedness to all of reality in this moment, things like that. So that's something I've come to, a more physical, nature-oriented appreciation of spirituality. Or to put it another way, I've gone from sky religion to earth religion. And, you know, it's an arc, a circuit. And I try to trace all the concrete happenings of my life as well as the intellectual ideas and other involvements that led me there. And I see no problem about blending this kind of spirituality with elements of the Christian tradition. Maybe I'll take the last line that it is said that the Buddha said at the end of his life. He said, don't worry, he said, I'm going away, he says, but you must be lamps unto yourselves. You've got the Dharma, in other words, you've got the way to do this and how to live. Now, you don't need me, you've got it, it's in you. So one must become one's own guru, one must become one's own authority in some sense. You know, you can't just be criticizing these outward authorities. You have to gain more and more inward authority so that you can live your spiritual life from within and not just from dictates from without. You know, so that's part of all this. That's the contemplation. That's the movement toward plural spiritualities. I mean, it's a path to finding your own spiritual authority.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.